and full of high-energy startup founders and their teams. Every incubator has decided or defined a thrust area or area of expertise. Some incubators might support fintech startups, while others would support agri-tech ventures. The incubator hosts technology equipment and labs required by startups in that particular area. Example, an incubator which has IoT as a thrust area will have all the necessary IoT equipment and softwares related to that domain. You can see some other thrust areas on your screen. A startup founder need not invest in the equipment and software required for product development. The incubator takes on that responsibility and creates common infra for startups. To summarize, the first P of incubation support, a founder gets office space and facilities like cafeteria, meeting rooms, printers, high-speed internet connection, etc. Apart from this, the technology infrastructure required by a startup for product development and testing is also available at the incubator. The first P, which is the place, plays very critical role in cutting down both the capex as well as the operating costs for a startup during its initial years of operations. The next P is the most critical one, paisa. Incubators invest a small round of seed capital in select incubatees. Let's now shift our focus on understanding how a founder can raise a round of seed capital from incubators. The primary scheme through which incubators can invest